working 40, 50 hours a week plus. I went back to school for 2 years, and one of those semesters was over 14 credits, all civil engineering courses. And I look back at that and I was like, how the hell did I pull that off? Well, it was important to me. And I gave these bosses my word that I was going to go do it. It was important to me to get it done, and I just did it. And it was a lot of work. It was quite the commitment, but what a fulfilling. Those years were phenomenal for improvement for me. And to go earn that degree and then go earn that license and all the education that came with it, working with just great minds in land development and public works projects, all came. I had no excuse. I never even thought about it. I didn't think about it. I just said, I'll go do it. And all these ways present themselves on how to get it done.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and today's episode is Pick an Excuse. Pick an excuse, any excuse will work. I'm currently in Houston, Texas, and I'm down here for a 3-day workshop all day, very intense. A lot of math, a lot of finances, a lot of strategies, and I'm just so grateful to be with some of the top financial advisors and mentors in this country. It's been my goal since getting into this industry of end of 2008 to be the best of the best in the industry, and then since running my finance and insurance business full-time for almost 6 years, my goal has not changed. It's become even more specific. I want to be the best investment advisor in the country for my ideal clients. I love doing the show. I love working with the clients I work with one-on-one in my office in Reno, Nevada on the advisory side. Pure joy every day. I enjoy what I do in this industry more and more. And every day, the relationships through listeners of this show that reach out, the relationships that have been formed by mentors in this industry, peers in this industry, and the relationship with the clients I serve, it just makes every day a joy. And I recently completed, just last weekend, another 3-day advance. It's a lot of workshops recently and travel, but recently completed a 3-day advance workshop just working on what's in between my ears. And I've been reflecting on this topic for at least 6 months, at least on. And it was addressed last weekend, and the topic was, is like, and it ties to pick an excuse, which was, why have I had such dramatic improvement, me personally? And I want to emphasize, I share these stories about me, not about me, it's just to share with everyone listening to the show, and to share it with clients I work with, leading by example. And I know a whole bunch about what doesn't work, and I know a fair amount about what does. And, but why I've looked back in my past, like, why have I had areas where I've had dramatic improvement? I mean, rapid improvement and success in certain areas. And in other areas, years have gone by and it's just been flat. Like, I flatlined. Like, there has not been any rapid improvements. So, for example, with my company, what I do professionally in this business, really dramatic improvement year after year after year. But personally, like, for example, struggled and flat in certain areas, you know, as my wife will attest to, home improvement on the house. I was competing a lot in tennis and USTA tournaments 6+ years ago, but a month before my son born, all training, everything stopped. And for 5 years up to this beginning of this year, every time I started to try and train and move forward, it was a real challenge. It's like, so why professionally so good? And then why personally in areas that were uncomfortable to me, like getting back in shape, did I constantly fall flat? Well, it's like pick an excuse. I mean, any excuse keeps you from moving forward. It's kept me from moving forward. And any excuse will work. And so I'm going to step back to some areas like professionally that there were no excuses. I remember when I stepped out of my role almost 5 years as an outside plant design manager for Nevada Bell, which is now known as AT&T. I didn't know what I was getting into. I just liked the people I was going to go work for, and they needed civil engineers. They needed PEs, professional engineers. I had a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering, and I wanted to become civil to go work for these future bosses. And I just said, hey, I can do it. And then come to find out, to expedite getting, after taking on the new job and expedite getting my PE license, I was going to have to go back to school to get more credits in the civil engineering discipline to get my Bachelor of Science in civil. So working 40, 50 hours a week plus, I went back to school for 2 years. And one of those semesters was over 14 credits, all civil engineering courses. And I look back at that and I was like, how the hell did I pull that off? Well, it was important to me. And I gave these bosses my word that I was going to go do it. It was important to me to get it done. And I just did it. And it was a lot of work. It was quite the commitment, but what a fulfilling. Those years were phenomenal for improvement for me, and to go earn that degree and then go earn that license and all the education that came with it, working with just great minds in land development and public works projects, all came. I had no excuse. I never even thought about it. I didn't think about it. I just said, I'll go do it. And all these ways present themselves on how to get it done. Yeah, compare that to when I was trying to get back in shape. Actually, I'm going to have another area, actually home improvement I did pull off about a month before my son was born. He's 5.5 years old now. My wife said, hey, you got to get his room done. And I told my wife, I gave her my word, I'll get it done. It was important to me. I wanted this perfect room for my new son. I said I would do it, and I did it. I didn't think about any reasons or anything of what I needed to do to get it done. But then went into the room, purged it, realized I got to go texture the walls. So I learned how to texture the walls, go to find the paints, go get everything painted. And of course, masking stuff, as my family can attest to, I redid a few times because I wanted all the lines and masking to be perfect. Get the closet done, get the fans in, get all the furniture built, get the crib built. I mean, not one excuse presented itself to me. I just did it and kept working until it was done, because it was important that my soon-to-be son had his perfect bedroom. Nothing got in the way. Now, training, for some reason, for the last 5 years, I started working out again because it's important to me. It's always been something part of my life. And my pick an excuse, oh, my left shoulder hurt too much. Too tired in the morning. I got to go to work. I get all this work done. You know, more people to get this work done for my clients, get this done, get the office going. I mean, there's a whole bunch. It's embarrassing, right? Oh, the basement, I'm going to go to this new gym because I don't like this other gym. No, I don't like this new gym, right? The basement, so I'm going to work out in the basement. Oh, the ceilings are too low. I don't like these routines I'm trying. And then again, don't have the time. It's just embarrassing. I'm overweight. I'm weak. It's too hard. Got to get to work. So all these reasons of why I would step out of it. Then I had, which I talked about in one of the previous episodes of this year, I had my unplanned visit to the hospital where I had pneumonia and a clot in my left lung. And while I'm sitting in the hospital, one of the days after doctors say I'm lucky to be alive, for the most part, was kind of indifferent to it. But then I thought of my son, and it became real for me that, hey, it's time for me to get super healthy. Because I need to be around for that little monster. So he was 4 years old, almost five. And also became super present, super important to me that I need to be strong and healthy for a long time for that little guy. My wife, my daughter, my whole family, friends, everyone around me. But that little monster was what was in my head. And when I was able to start training again a few weeks later, after all the pain, or majority of the pain was gone, in my left lung, no more excuses. It was important to me to get back in shape. It was important to train. And so what was incredibly uncomfortable became very comfortable within weeks. I didn't think about it. I took action. I already signed up for an online coach and company at the beginning of the year, told me accountable. But I wasn't being so accountable. But once I identified what was important to me, because no one's going to make anyone do what they don't want to do. That comes from within. Well, government and certain people can make us do what we don't want to do. But for the most part, no one's going to tell you to do what you don't want to do. No one's going to tell me what to do. That comes from within, and it became important to me to get healthy. I took action, and I just did it. And then I became by far more accountable to online coach and company. I started doing the training every day I was supposed to do it. And it's amazing, less than 5-6 months later, right? Just by taking action and doing and removing all excuses. And again, this isn't bragging about me. I'm just sharing the story, which truly, for most parts, uncomfortable. But I think these stories are inspiring and help others take action. The excuses were gone. And so dropped over 20 pounds, who knows how many inches, but a fair amount. And still 10 more to go. But also I didn't care about the messy basement or the ceiling too low or not having the right equipment or too busy at work. It was important to me to get that done so I'm around for my little guy. And from that, realize the importance of being around for everyone. I will tie this now to the finance side because I find this very interesting. I travel or go to different events or meet people. Well, you just meet people when you're out doing things. And I'm asked what I do. And I was like, well, I host the Engineer Finance podcast. And I also let them know that I'm an investment advisor. I own a small investment advisory firm in Reno, Nevada. And the responses are always interesting. I said, explaining what I do. I was like, hey, I love to educate and help new clients create a whole lot more cash flow and wealth rapidly. And some are immediately interested and want to learn more. And too often, I would argue, I will get immediate excuses of, yeah, I need to really work on my finances, but I don't even know where to begin, or I'm just not ready yet, or I don't like budgeting. Not even know what I do, but I don't like budgeting. My finances are a mess. I don't know where to begin. I'm too busy. I have no money. Now, that's one of my favorites because if someone doesn't have any money, you should really sit down with someone like me to help you change how money is flowing, and that money will appear rapidly. But also, I think that excuse is accurate in many ways because a lot of the firms out there, if you don't have $250,000 or more for them to manage, they don't even talk to you because they're going to lose money. But another one I'll hear is money is not important to me. Well, that's a good excuse too. Money's not important to me. That's a great response too because I can tell you watching, I've been in this industry for over 10 years and the families and individuals and people I meet that say that money is not important to me are typically the ones that rules their lives because it's not because they have too much of it. It's because a lack of it. Just having money to have money, what an empty life. However, what is money? It's just energy. It's leverage. It allows you to do things. I don't care about having a bunch of money. What I do care about is having it flow. Money has to flow. And having the use of that to do what's important to you, that's what makes money important. Not just having a whole possession of it, sitting idle doing nothing, but being able to exchange that energy and allow it to do what's important to you. And once you identify what's important, the money can be a big component to that. Maybe you don't want your spouse to have to work all the time anymore. Maybe you're afraid he or she's working too hard. Maybe you want them to have the ability to work 20 hours a week because they love what they're doing, but not have something what they love become an absolute burden when they're working 40 to 50 hours plus. Maybe higher education is incredibly important to you for your children. So it's not about the money, it's just what it allows you to do that's important. Vacations. More time with family. Your brothers, your sisters, your parents, grandchildren. Helping your community, hosting fun events at your house. Or inviting friends and family on trips. It's something I used to love doing, and well, I still do, but prior to being married, I was reminded by a friend, who's a chemical engineer, a few weeks ago about, he was so grateful for what a wonderful host I was inviting friends up for 4th of July to go out and experience Lake Tahoe and go out in the boat. You know, it's just sharing those experiences with people. That takes money and buying back more time so you can be a full-time dad or a full-time mom. So it's not about the money, but it's what allows you to do that's important to you. And once you find out what's important to you and act on it, the excuses don't show up. It's amazing. And all that is in front of you, it's what's important to you, and you just do it. And Anyway, that's my episode for today. No fancy microphone, no fancy office to sit in to do this recording, but just very happy to be able to be at, I start the 3-day workshop early tomorrow morning, and just love learning more and more about how to improve and how I can help others do better and better with their finances. And that's it for today's show. So find out what's important to you, act on it. And if you don't have your financial house in order, you feel like there's areas that you can improve, or you want some help or guidance or someone to help you take that next step and you don't know where to go to, I try to make myself very available for a quick 15-minute phone call where I can meet and help point people in the next step and find the right solution or ideas that you can run with. And so please go to my website, engineerofinance.com. Schedule a time to talk for a few minutes, and I'll see how I can help you and point you in the right direction to take the next step so you know what to do, areas you can improve easily with your finances so you can go out and accomplish what's important to you. Thank you so much to everyone who listens to the show and shares the show. I love doing this episode once a week. I have more announcements. They're just waiting to be shared. I pray it's in the next week or two. But thank you so much to everyone who listens to the show, and I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.